I would ask who would like to take the lead. Counselor Frelick?
I shall recommend to the council the Region of Queens Municipality appoint Counselor Polk, Wayne Huskins, Kelly Ochsner, Tyler Roy, and David Rutterham as public members of the Queens Accessory Advisory Commission.
Second to that? Counselor Fancy? Elise, would you like to give us a quick overview of this?
Yes, thank you. Having been here about 2 months, we have put out a survey and we put out a call for applicants to come to this advisory committee. Under the Accessibility Act, Nova Scotia is asking all municipalities to develop a localized accessibility plan with the help of local residents that make up the advisory committee. And it was the directorate, the provincial directorate, that dictated every member of the committee should have either a disability or work with people who have disabilities to strongly represent their needs. So we did have a few people just sort of out of the blue come with their applications, and there were some that I actively solicited, and we had a set of 9 strong applicants with a nice range of varying abilities and disabilities, different geographic residents of Queens County, and a range of ages. When the deadline passed on September 18th, the CAO and Director of Planning and myself went through the applications and quite quickly were in agreement with the 5 members of the public that would make up this committee. Of course, we'll have to wait on the 2 counselors to join. And these were our 5 names that, as I say, have a nice range of abilities and representation that can help guide us in the terms of reference. They are to help prioritize the coordinator's activities. And the few people that would not have an official seat, I trust will still be very useful, will encourage their participation. The door is not closed to them.
Thank you, Elise. Mm-hmm. Any counselor have a question or comment on this item? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
I'd just like to say, Elise, you've done a lot in 2 months. And I really appreciate your work on this. I'm so excited about this going through and you guys starting to meet so you'll be putting together this committee will be putting together what we would consider an accessibility strategy.
Yes.
For the Region of Queens to deliberate on and budget accordingly for what's required in our community.
Absolutely. Yes.
Amazing. Thank you very much for your work on this, and to Mike and planning and all the staff involved. Thank you.
Counselor Fisk?
I heard you say that you have a broad range representing the region. North Queens and around that area?
We do have one of the participants is a Caledonia resident.
Greenfield area? No village area?
No, I don't think.
No.
Brooklyn, Port Mattoon, Western Head, Caledonia, and Milton.
Any other councilors? Councilor Trill?
Well, Deputy Mayor Kelly said, I mean, this is amazing, more than we could have planned for. It's encouraging to see the involvement you've had in 2 months. And I'd just like you to clarify a little bit about the process and what your role in it is, because I know that we're looking at municipality-owned areas and buildings, but how does that spill over into the community? How do you see that spilling over?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there are templates put forth by the province, but they recognize we need to be guided by the residents. And yes, one of my mandates is to first assess the physical assets and the municipal services, making sure that our information communications are accessible, different formats, all of that. But at the same time, making connections with the businesses, helping them access grants to improve their accessibility. I did put in a community accessibility grant already for Queen's Place and have been encouraging the community halls to do the same. I'm working with the Beach Meadows Community Center to help with that. So hopefully with the people from the different areas, they too might have more, you know, grassroots connections and help support really the community projects. But there are a lot of grants out there, and I trust that we can get beyond the municipal assets with our recommendations. Yeah.
And I love the fact that, you know, the people that didn't get selected are still going to be in the conversation.
Of course.
That's very important because, you know, with these people you brought a diverse, you know, options, but at the same time, so much more we can learn from other folks in their counties. So I like the fact that we're not just, like you said, closing the door on that.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Councilor Pansy?
Yes, going along with that, it's again, you're looking at the region's properties and things that we own. It can set a stage for other things. Like, for instance, Western Housing is really concerned to me because a lot of their housing isn't up to accessibility. And by 2030, we're supposed to be at a stage of having things accessible. I don't know if things are going to be grandfathered in or what's going to take place, but what we don't want to do is see rental housing being shut down and things like that. So, and it could be even for other people around who have rentals. So it might be a ways you can be able to work with others and be able to, because I don't know all who's looking at this. They're just kind of sitting back waiting, and then if they wait too long, we're going to be, and it could affect so many other aspects of our community.
Yes, well, I can say there are a number of grants through the housing program to help even landlords improve the accessibility of their homes. There are for just residents can improve their houses as well. I've noticed that the building code, the provincial building code, has made huge leaps and bounds in the past year based on the work of the directorate. And at the same time, I would love to have some workshops for the builders, the contractors. I've spoken to some developers who have some awareness already. And I do think that the next couple of years, things will move quickly in terms of awareness and new construction techniques.
And I'm more concerned with the old construction because the old new construction already has to follow a certain guideline.
True.
But the old construction, we don't get down to the end where people are saying, well, I'm renting my place, I'm fine. So somebody tells me I'm not fine.
Mm. And maybe it starts, sorry, when people approach our offices actually looking for a permit to build a ramp,
right,
because they have those needs. And I've been speaking with the inspection officers, and we'll try to engage with people at that point, and also looking at the pharmacies who give, you know, adaptive equipment for the bathrooms. I've been speaking with the community health team at the hospital that they go their home support, so letting them be aware of grants and things that, you know, where I can help them.
Right.
So definitely lots to do. Mm-hmm.
Another counselor? Counselor Johnson?
You spoke of funding opportunities for other than the region, community halls. How big a window do we have on that?
Right now they're ongoing. Some deadlines have passed. Some might have to wait until next spring. The business ability grants are ongoing, open, community, their pockets. And some are not even labeled as disability grants, but the federal New Horizon grant for senior development, they're quite large and they're ongoing.
And you can help people navigate through that system?
Certainly, yeah. And mostly to give them the specifications, the details to make sure that they are at the most accessible standards.
Excellent work in a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Councilor McLeod?
Yes, I was contacted by the Seaside Community Center in Beach Meadows, and I understand you've been helping them with their grant, and that's under the New Horizons Seniors Program, and it's excellent. I think they've got the grant just about ready to submit. submit, asking for input from, you know, some people to complement it with the, you know, with their needs that they need in the community. So I think that's really well done. Thank you so much for that. And we're delighted that these programs are available. They would never have known unless they had your input. So thank you so much.
Great.
Any other councilors? Well, seeing none, thank you very much, Elise. Very appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Approve.
And at this point, I'd like to advise council that the update that Elise has provided last week to councilors is able to be, shared with the public.
We have to vote on this, right?
Maybe that's what we do. Yeah, 100%. And we'll get to that. So, are you ready for the vote? The question. All those in favor? It is unanimous. That brings us to item 14.0, reports. And under reports, we have 14.1, council implementation report, and they have been provided with the agenda to everyone. Are there any questions on this report? So hearing none, I know everyone's had a chance to review them. That brings us to the end of the active agenda today. We have no in-camera items. As this is the last planned council meeting prior to next council being sworn in near the end of the month, I would like to thank all council members for your contributions over the past 4 years. And I would like to briefly give everyone a chance to have a few words, and I'll start with Deputy Mayor Kelly, and I'll work right around the room today.
Well, it's been an interesting 4 years, and all I can say is that I've enjoyed being on council. I'm impressed on what we've achieved. I believe that we're going in the right direction. All of the things that we've motions that we've passed in the last 4 years has set up an excellent foundation for the next council to go forward, and I truly hope that I'm a part of that next council and to continue the work that we've done so far on all of the great motions that we've passed. So we really have created a great foundation and a springboard for lots of great things to happen in the next 4 years. So I hope to be back.
Thank you. Councilor Mews?
4 years went fast. I learned a lot, you know. There was a lot of different things. There's a lot of counselors on here that have been here for a few years, and you know, you learned a lot from them. Some of the decisions, you know, I see some of the pamphlets out saying that, you know, the council didn't get along. I don't see how we could ever, all eight of us, be on the same side every time. So I really don't think that was a big thing. I think we all voted the way that we voted and didn't have a second decision on the votes. Like I said, I'm hoping to be back for the next 4 years too. It was a really good learning experience.
Thank you, Councilor
Mews.
Councilor Frelick?
As everyone has said, the time went fast for me. 8 years went by in a blink, and it's hard to believe. I've certainly learned a lot. I've experienced many different issues in those 8 years, you try to do your best, and you try to make everybody happy that's come forward. That doesn't always work, but we made our decision based on the facts, and we were able to stand behind our decisions on most things. So that was really good. good. I do have concerns about, for me personally, for new council coming in, and about training, because we've had, you know, for the first term, there was very few opportunities. We were sent off to Truro. And as new counselors, you really don't know what to ask. You don't know what to expect. So I'm looking forward to kind of a different change in that, and how we're educated and how we're brought up to speed as counselors, because you don't want to waste any time. Like we all said, 4 years went by so fast, and to take one of those years or two of those years to try to figure it all out shouldn't happen. It has to change that way, because important decisions have to be made from, you know, as soon as you leave that gate. So I'm very proud of the work that we've done. It's been an honor to sit here for 8 years, and it's going to be very different. I'm hoping to move forward, of course, and but if not, then I look back at these 8 years with great pride that we've made the changes that we did. So forward together.
Thank you, Councilor Frelick, and I would agree that although we have had significant training at the beginning of every council, there's always room for more training.
Much more.
Councilor Fancy?
Yes. I'll start off with the funny part of it is that we'll get rid of the three F's. It's not the bad words, because we've got all
two F's.
Well, actually three, because first two. We won't be asking, because it makes it hard for the our mayor to be able to try to find which F is being up to the bat. But anyway, it has been fun. I will really miss Raymond. I'm going to have to get him a major cup of coffee, because he brings me a coffee every. I don't know how big a coffee mug it's going to have to be. But again, I remember when I first came on, and when I've been here for 8 years, and Kathleen Rayfuse at the time, CEO, said, "You're going to find after the first 4 years, you're just going to just start to know what's going on." So it's a long learning curve, and the biggest learning curve is nothing happens. And that's one of the things I found right away, because you want it done now, and it just doesn't happen. So it takes patience. It takes people are going to be upset with you, because even going around campaigning, people say, "Why is my road paved?" We're supposed to be the road pavers. We're supposed to be everything which we can't be. And so it takes a learning curve from the people we serve, but it also takes learning curve from each other. The only thing I would say going forward as a new council, if I'm on it or not, is I would say, let's try to be kind. And I think that's something that sometimes we all come in with passion, where you run for an office because you got passion, or at least you should be running because you got a passion. So a passion comes in here, and it shows forth in everything we do. And even like things we've gone through today, it's passion. You want things for people. You want to do things for people. But let us be kind with each other. And that's what I always say, with going forward the next 4 years, whoever's on here, try to that will help people work better together if you be kind and just be what other. I learned back years ago is that people say things because they believe it's right, whether I believe it's right or not. You know, most people don't do things just to create problems. So. It's to work forward with the new council, whoever is here, to work together and be kind with each other, and that's all I've got to say.
Thank you, Councilor Fancy. Councilor Johnson?
All I can do is reiterate what everybody else said. The learning curve for me, first time around, has been steep. It's been like trying to climb Everest. And you learn by stepping on the landmine, so you don't do it again. You know, that's been my experience for this term. And those of us who have options, you know, I'd love to be part of the next council, but the hands of the voters on Saturday. So I wish Raymond all the best in his retirement, and maybe we'll both sit on the
And I understand, you know, some of the buzz of, you know, about council and getting along, but I think, you know, we did a fairly good job, and I really encourage the new council that when we make decisions and it builds respect, if we vote on principles, take the personalities outside the building when you vote. That's what builds respect, that's what makes good, honest decision on behalf of a council, and I think that is a key going forward. And I learned enough in 4 years to be dangerous for the next four, so we'll have to see. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Councillor McLeod?
Well, it's been a long haul for me for 16 years, since the year 2000. And, you know, putting your name on the ballot is something to be proud of when you are successful. And I think there's a real learning curve, if you want to use that reference, to the fact of what are we as councillors? What role do we really have in council chambers and in the community? And I spoke to our CAO not long ago. We talked about the training that, you know, that councillors get. They get general basic training, but I think the big training that we need is to understand what is our role with staff, what is our actual role within the community. And sometimes we're a liaison between we're the grassroots, we're the people that our community see every day. And we're often bombarded by questions that are responsibilities of other levels of government, and that's pretty standard. We've all been there. And I think, but that's what we are. And to carry that message on to the other levels is a good thing to do, and it also gives them an idea. I mean, they're not always out there in the public like we are. So sharing responsibilities, sharing ideas, and sharing concerns with the other levels to get the job done and work as a partner with everyone, that's a big thing that I find we should do more of and really concentrate on. It's a big sacrifice as councillors in your personal life. You know, you go out in the community events and you attend functions and you're there to answer questions of the general public. And I think that's been very rewarding, because we actually know, we engage the public in those discussions. And I really like the fact that we are now being able to have our meetings online and video and audio, and it gives our general public more of an input. And they can become involved in that way and respond to a lot of the discussions that we have. I appreciate the wonderful staff we have at the Region of Queens, because they're the ones that do all the background work. They're the ones that make the recommendations, and we rely a lot on them, the information, because we're not always out there. We do not know the answers. And I find that we've had really good discussions, and we've had good debates, and we don't always agree, and we always, what is that term, agree to disagree. But I think we've done really good things for our community. I know it takes a lot of effort to put your name on the ballot and to work on behalf of the general public, because you're never always going to know what you're going to be hit with. And I think the public respect us. I think our public and our residents know that if we're approachable, they can come and talk to any one of us. And we have to sit down and really, you know, they always say you have two ears and one mouth. Well, let's listen a lot more, because there's a lot of information and a lot of experience that our residents have that we've never even known anything about. So I've really enjoyed that part, and I hope I can be in council again for the future of our residents. And we've got a lot more to happen in Queens. We've gone through really hard times with the Bowater closure. Our mayor and our council really dealt with that. We've had wonderful things happen in our community. We had the call center built. That provided a lot of employment. Now that property is vacant, but there's a lot of ideas and a lot of things we can do for the general public and provide employment and get more involved in those aspects. And we've done great things with our infrastructure. We've taken advantage of government grants and the gas tax money, and we put it to really good use. That was money well spent. And I know that that helps our community grow, and it helps others that want to invest in our community know that they have all those great new services that they're going to need if they decide they want to do, invest in our community for business. And I really appreciate the input from our local citizens.
Thank you, Councilor McLeod. Councilor Fisk?
First of all, I want to thank District 6 for allowing me to represent them the last 8 years and have the confidence in myself to do it for them. I also take this time to thank my fellow counselors that I dealt with the last 8 years, 4 years, a couple of them. I've enjoyed my time here. I retired from actually being a staff member of the Region of Queens back in 2008. I laid down for 4 years thinking that's the way life was, and I got a little bit tired of that, so I put my name in the hat. But otherwise, I've enjoyed my 8 years. Now I have to move on. The only thing that was disappointing was Councillor Fairley gave me a heart attack.
What's your better for?
I'd like to inform you, as I'm sitting up here today, that you had nothing to do with that. So, in that note, I'm thinking I'm leaving on a good note. I fulfilled my my dream a little bit, and I look forward to maybe laying back a little bit. And I noticed also in the room today, there's several members trying to win the council for next term. I wish you all the very best. In any way, you can try your best if you get to be elected, and listen to what the councilor said today. They're really meaningful people. They really like to try. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilor Fisk. And enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.
As mayor, my job is to maintain decorum in council chambers, and I've spoken very little at council because it's my job to help councilors get to a decision. And I thank you for that opportunity and for the time that you've spent here in council. And we have, as a council, made great gains in the Region of Queens for our residents. So this being the last council meeting that we're having, it's fitting that we all have chance to say a few words, and it's very appreciated that you have. Moving on, we have one item left on the agenda, and that's 6.0 adjournment. And I would ask who would like to move that motion. Deputy Mayor Kelly, and seconded by Councilor Mews. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
Who's going to say question for